Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The words of the Gospel reading for this day, upon which I concentrate with you, are these, verses 24 and 25 of St. Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. As I looked at our assigned gospel reading for today, particularly these words of our text, I found the words unusually fitting for me at this time. And so I wish to share some of my thoughts with you. Our text speaks of building on rock, to be exact. And as you and I so very well know, the solid rock foundation on which we seek to build our lives is found in the Word of God. Holy Scripture tells us that Jesus Christ himself is the very rock of our salvation, the chief cornerstone. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In him alone we know there is forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. He is the only unchanging, sure support on which to build a life here in time and a future in eternity. Building on a rock. With the aforementioned thoughts from our text in our minds, let's concentrate somewhat on this concept of building. These days, we are very conscious of the growth of the seminary, its student body, its faculty. We are grateful to the Lord for rebuilding Concordia. And we continually remind ourselves not to give unusual importance to numbers and to rate of growth, but rather to be certain that the building is God-pleasing. And as the seminary grows, we are also conscious of building programs, building administrative techniques, building student body structure. And to these ends, we revise constitutions and form new offices. And as building takes place, we find we cannot do some of the things we once did. And we are small. It takes effort to get to know one another. We sometimes stand in line in the dining hall or to register for staff substance. We find it necessary to adjust as we build. As we talk about building, similar topics permeate our conversation. The building of the Lutheran ministerium, if you will, through the activity that takes place right here at the seminary. The building of our Lutheran headquarters structure, perhaps someday somewhere on our campus. Yes, I have even had people ask me if this year we will build the basketball team, so they know that with God nothing is impossible. As we have said, the text is really focused on more important matters than on building an edifice or a program. Our Lord cautions us against building our lives on the shifting sands of worldly values. And well he might. For all around us this world reflects constantly. Look at the stock market these days and see how financial empires can be wiped out virtually overnight. Note how knowledge and education fluctuates in validity with every new scientific discovery. Be aware how much philosophers disagree among themselves regarding the nature of truth as it is derived from human research. Now we know that God's eternal word can build life in solid rock. And for this, we daily strive. We also know from the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount that hearing the word, we should also be doers of it as well. So, the text assigned for today seems fitting to me at this time, because of another specific involvement of doing the word. And now I speak of our major seminary financial program for this year, the forward conference. As your student newspaper discussed in headline just last Friday, many people are presently hard at work trying to raise $2.2 million in the course of this academic year for 8 specific needs at this our seminar. 8 individual projects which will make the educational opportunities offered to you here more attractive and more valuable. You will probably hear a great deal about the Forward Fund in the next 8 months. And I pray that you know that many friends are working for this seminar and for the objectives and the goals of this particular project. Some of them your classmates, your faculty, your staff. I hope that you are aware at this time that more than 100 St. Louis area people are out calling upon their friends, asking them for a sacrificial gift so that this seminary may be rebuilt even further. Perhaps you have heard that every member of this entire faculty has pledged financial support to this campaign, and in many cases it has been sacrificial. And the poignant stories of people who are giving to it are too numerous to mention. This, too, is building. For these people have heard the word of God and what God commands, and they are seeking in another and concrete way to hear and to do. Our Lord tells these people constantly to go forward in ministry and in mission, and those involved with this project through the Forward Fund as a response to God's command. But you know, many dollars raised and new buildings erected dare not take the focus of the words of our text, which remind us that real accomplishment occurs only by building on the solid truth of God's word, be it a life, or a ministry, or a seminary, or an entire church body. The motto of one of our synodical colleges is Nisi Domine Spistra. The first words of the first verse of Psalm 127, unless the Lord build the house, they that build it labor in vain. That says well what I am trying to say. Every person concerned with the Forward Fund and with the building of any phase of this seminary knows that the Lord is the master architect, the master planner, and it is he who uses us. Our talents, our gifts, for the good of his kingdom, for the glory of his name. So what's so new about this year? Well, nothing really. We're used to being reminded that we are God's hands and God's voices, and that here on earth God uses whatever he can to accomplish his end, including even human beings such as we. The comment only refers to the fact that whatever is being done in this particular financial program is being attempted as a response to God's holy word to do everything that is humanly possible to bring the message of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ to all who can possibly hear it. But it permits me to say one more thing to you young men. As you have so often been told, the Lord has chosen you to be a messenger of his wonderful gospel of hope and promise, to go wherever he sends you, to tell people that Jesus Christ, God's only Son, became man to live and die for our sins and was raised up again conqueror of sin and death and the power of the devil for us. What a blessed privilege. You will have joy in telling that story at every opportunity. But please remember, in telling the hearers God's promises, you also hope and pray that they will become doers of that holy word. And sometimes you will have the opportunity to suggest ways of becoming doers. But while you relish the privilege of preaching specific facts of God's message of salvation, you might sometimes be tempted to shy away from one very specific and concrete method of doing his work. Telling what God hears God's people can do with and about their earthly goods, their money, their possessions. Christian stewardship often gets short shrift in a pastor's package of preaching. Many men seem to see this message as uncomfortable, as too personal, as embarrassing. Please know that building the kingdom takes first priority in every Christian's life. You, as a minister of the gospel, have the need, no, the obligation to include the message of Christian stewardship as part of your preaching of the word. Be it widow's mite or king's treasure, God's people need to be reminded that everything they have comes from the Lord, and it is both necessary and important to give back a generous portion of those goods to the work of the kingdom. Preaching this thought is both a blessed obligation and a real service to God's holy people. Built on a rock, your seminary, your education, your ministry, your life needs to be built on the truth of God's holy word, and when it is, each edifice will stand firm because it is built on something solid, enduring, unchangeable. Who could ask for anything more? May the peace of God, which passeth all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting.